This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the conversation, depending on the time of day, some folks it's early in the morning, other folks it's what we call morning drive, and for some it's late in the morning, all of it appropriate to the day. Jennifer Horn is here. She's appropriate for the program, has proven so over many years. Victoria Keelan also proving herself first, fast, and factual. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So what's the most important story of the hour, Jennifer?
Well, I don't know if it's the most important story of the hour, but certainly the most important story of the last month or so has been immigration, the battle on the border, and the Supreme Court this week handed the Trump administration a victory in its battle to clamp down on illegal immigration by making it easier to detain immigrants with criminal records. The ruling that the federal immigration authorities can detain immigrants awaiting deportation any time after they've been released from prison on criminal charges represents a victory for the president. This was what the justices talked about. They talked about a group of mostly green card holders, and the holders argued that unless immigrants were picked up immediately after finishing their prison sentence, they should get a hearing to argue for their release while deportation proceedings go forward. This is why ICE tries to cooperate with local municipalities to get them as they come out of jail so that they can send them back to their country of origin. But the Supreme Court split on a 5-4 decision this week, ruled against them, deciding that federal immigration officials can detain non-citizens at any time after they're released from local or state custody, after they've been in prison. The court also ruled that the government maintains broad discretion to decide who would represent a danger to the community in deciding who to release or detain. This is, I think, maybe one of those places where many people can agree that someone who comes here illegally, commits a crime, ends up serving time in our jail, and is then protected by local municipalities, that's probably the wrong move. It seems, I think most Americans would agree that they should be returned. That they should be returned to their
country. And they ought to be put, no. These people, when they get into that circumstance, they've had a past criminal record, they ought to be deported. No, they should be, I'm for jail reform, but if these people have committed serious crimes, they ought not to be sent back to their country because all they'll do is figure out a way to come back here again. Wasn't there an example of somebody who'd done that 9 times, Jennifer, in Southern California and went drunk driving and killed somebody?
But these are people who have already served their time, so they've already gotten out of jail. Do you let them back into our society, or do you send them back to their country? And I think the answer is you send them back.
But don't we all think that sending them back, deporting them, is a waste of time because they just come back here anyway, over and over and over and over again?
But why would you want to let a criminal stay here?
I don't want to let them. Well, if they paid their debt to society, what I think, here's the way this ought to be handled, in my opinion. If you want to be here so badly, and you have committed a crime, and you paid the price, then the only way that you stay, part of payback, if you will, is becoming, you have to go to some class or somehow or other become an American citizen. If you want to be here and you paid your, isn't that, you make them become citizens. Otherwise, if you get caught again, you go back to jail automatically. It's kind of like your parole officer. If he doesn't hear from you, people that go to jail, they get out, they still have to check in with the parole officer. Do these people who are non-citizens have parole officers when they get out of jail?
I would imagine everybody does.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on what the crime is, right? Because not everyone, right? If you serve your time, then I don't know that every single, I don't know the answer to this because I have never been to jail, but I think, depending on whatever the crime is, if you've served your time, then not everyone has to continue meeting with a parole officer after that, right?
So, I'm not sure. Yeah, we're here sounding like a bunch of dummies because we don't know. This is so nuanced. This is the story of a Cambodian immigrant. Everybody thinks this about Hispanics, but it's not. This was a Cambodian who was detained years after he'd served his prison time for what the charge was, simple battery. That means he punched somebody in the face or something like that. And he found attorneys that would argue he ought to have been detained right away and offered a bond hearing to argue for his release. And the justices, as Jennifer said, supported that on a 5-4 vote. Says the statute doesn't support that claim. So, under the circumstances, again, a couple of things come out of this. A support for the process as it now exists, and the fact that it wasn't a Hispanic, that was at the core of this, somebody from Cambodia, which brings around, once again, the focus on where all these people are coming from. We incorrectly think that it's all about South America or Central America, Hispania. No, it's not. Plenty of, you think the Chinese, they're having a great time sending people over here. Have their babies and all that stuff. They can settle in and become American citizens, so they make it easier for them to try to take over the country in 100 years. Or 50 years, or whatever their
aim is. Well, I guess they're, what, I'll stereotype or generalize an entire group here, but they, when Asians come here, they don't commit the type of violent crimes that we see
don't.
A
You're
lot
right.
of
the
headlines.
Hispanics do.
However,
yeah.
they do have very complex, if you, you know, all on Canal Street in New York City, those are all a lot of illegal immigrants from China there and selling all kinds of, you know, fake bags and everything else.
That were made in China.
Human trafficking, and there's a lot of other stuff that, you know, that Asians, when they get busted, like the Yankee the Wanky salon down there in Florida with Robert Kraft, like, that's the kind of stuff that, when they do get busted, that's, you know. That's
Yankee what, the Wanky? That's a new name for that. Yankee the Wanky. Huh. Think about that one. Would you like to change your attitude? My suggestion is you change your behavior. Food for thought on the DJV program at 13 past the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you?
Yeah,
Everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 and a half the hour here on the DJV program. I'm going to digress for just to say, well, we digress. We tell stories. The world is full of fabulous, fascinating people, and the stories are all about, you know, pretty much when you're, I do a special thing called People in the News. But this is more just a personal story that I want to share. I was just sending an email back to my pal, one of my best friends ever in my life, a guy named Ted Siller, who usually every holiday likes to call in and say hi to us here. This is one human being. He and his wife, Kathy, have two children. And they were both teachers for years and years and years. And they got married right out of college. I remember being in the wedding party. We were out on a boat. Never mind the whole story. But this is the story of their son, Teddy, who's now 34 years old. Teddy was born blind. And he has never in his life been able to see. He's gotten around through, he got through college, got through school, got through college, and got a job in a television station, of all things, as a producer. And he did all of his work in Braille at this station down in Florida, and has been there for a number of years. So last fall, apparently, he was presented with the operation, with an opportunity to have an operation on his eye to replace not only his retina, but because his whole eyeball was no good. So they transferred an eyeball to him. And after the operation, he could see. He couldn't see clearly, but he could see things, shapes, and you know, get sort of concepts from what he could see. So last week he had another operation on the other eye. And now the kid can actually, he can not see clearly, but he can see. So I'm just thinking, and
does
I was the
glasses,
and I was
you mean?
Talking
like he can't,
about.
Like he, is it blurry?
Well, he's never had glasses, and I don't know what they're going to do now because they're still trying to sort out if all the connections have been made yet.
Right.
You know, it takes a while for all the nerves and everything to grow in to place. Like any accident or anything that you have, a cut that has to heal takes some time.
Right.
So I don't know the answer to that, Victoria. All I know is that he's had nothing but complete support and love from his parents, and he has had a fabulous attitude toward life. During any time I've ever seen him, he's just been he's very serious. He's a very serious kid. But go ahead.
When it heals, I mean, as someone who had an eye injury, as it heals, and I would imagine that your sight will improve a bit. They can probably make some tweaks and things to get it even clearer and sharper for him. That's amazing.
Yeah.
This is why.
Anyway.
Be an organ donor.
Absolutely. Make sure your license says you're going to give away all of your things.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I have it and you do. I don't know, Jennifer, you do or Kara does, but it's a nice way to do something constructive when you're no longer absorbing air and space on the planet. It's a great way to do that. But this is just, I thought that was great. Here's another great story about a kid named Tadalua Adewami. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. he's a New Yorker, 8-year-old boy, a homeless refugee from Nigeria. He's an elementary school student. His name with his friends is Tani, T-A-N-I. He is the undefeated champion. He's an 8-year-old kid. He's the undefeated chess champion in New York State for his age. You can see a picture of this kid with his smile, his teeth going everywhere. Isn't he cute?
This story has gone really viral now. It started as a New York story because I don't know if you mentioned you buried the lead here. He and his family are refugees.
Well, I said he was a refugee from Nigeria.
They're living in a homeless shelter in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And he learned how to play chess on the floor of the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So that's I buried half the lead.
Yes.
I gotta have it right. I just look at the picture of this kid and just think, okay, that's good. Another good story here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour, music in the focus on the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria and Karen, I have Camila Cabello in the news.
Nice.
Because
good job. You got it.
See, thank you very much. After how many months practicing, I finally got
it's
right.
It's like a year. It's a solid year.
Name is spelled C-A-B-E-L-L-O, but pronounced as the two L's together in most Hispanic circumstances with names. It's a Y, so it's Cabello. I got that. Thank you. Anyway, she's connected to that story that we just were focused on, that homeless boy in New York who was turned the chess champion at the age of eight. So Miss Cabello performed a major act of kindness, donating $10,000 to a GoFundMe campaign for this kid. Remember, he's homeless. He and his family are in a homeless shelter, and he has he's learned since coming to our country how to play chess. The family fled Nigeria a couple of years ago to escape the terrorist violence there inflicted. We all know the story of Boko Haram. They were chasing Christians around in the country. So, and the this fellow, Tani, was crowned the New York State chess champion. He's in the kindergarten to third grade category. I mean, who knew there was in chess? Even more incredible, he picked up the game only a year ago after one of his teachers waved his fee to join the local elementary school chess club. So all of the media attention here because of what the New York Times wrote about. They started a GoFundMe page, and Miss Cabello said, well, I'm going to give $10,000 to this. They had a goal of $50,000, and I guess they've made that. Right? Tripled, in fact, the goal of $150,000. So anyway, if you want to go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/just-TANI, just Tanny. All right? And Camila Cabello doing a nice job to get the thing. It's a nice boost. That gets, that's always what happens. They get a donation like that, gets a lot of attention. Okay, this must be good. Let's kick in.
Well, hopefully it'll encourage everyone else to join in, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. What a great story.
Yeah.
Neat story. Yeah, yeah. Worth the time here on the DJB program. All right, let's focus now on Lollapalooza. They've announced their partial lineup with a video that will encourage you to adopt a dog, one would hope. Lollapalooza released partial lineup announcement with a video promoting their partnership with the shelter Paws in Chicago. Janelle Monáe, I don't know, Lil Wayne, some of these other people that are going to be on stage at the Lollapalooza. It's in August, first weekend of August in Grant Park, Chicago. Feature performances from Jack Black's Tenacious D, Guns N' Roses, Slash. More acts are going to be announced. The announcement video features dogs available for adoption that are being shuffled around in a pen full of plastic balls. As they play, the Lollapalooza logo can be seen along with visual clues for each of the artists. The festival promises a full lineup. I think that's a kind of a clever way, isn't it, to do something good?
It's cute. Yeah. I love that they partnered with a shelter. That's great.
Have you seen the video, Victoria?
Yeah, it's very cute.
Is it?
Yeah, very cute.
And so what's the, is it the dogs running around in the pen? What is it that grabs you?
Yeah.
Most
well,
of
it's just, well, how anytime you see, you know, puppies playing with plastic balls or toys or whatever, it's a, definitely a great, cute way to raise attention for the cause and for, you know, announcing the lineup for Lollapalooza. So I think it's great that they did a partnership.
Good. All right, so congrats to them. Sure, Warren Eckstein, our pet guy, would be happy to hear that story. 28 after the hour here on the story-filled DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two law enforcement officers shot last night in a small town in central Washington state. One of them, a sheriff's deputy, died. A second officer from a nearby town is hospitalized, as we hear from Michael Crow of King 5 TV in Seattle.
That the deputy was taken to the hospital over in Ellensburg, where he did pass away. That other officer, the city of Kittitas officer, was taken, again, by Life Flight over to Seattle and is still being treated right now.
It happened when an attempted traffic stop sparked a shootout. The suspect was also killed. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says he will sign legislation that's headed to his desk that will create the nation's most restrictive ban on abortions upon detection of a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The only exception would be for medical emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In the spot. You get that, Kara?
Yeah, I think everybody else did too.
Good for them. Let's hear it for the good guys. 34 after the hour. On the DJV program, we're here to fill your inquisitive mind with information so that you kind of know what's going on in the world beyond your immediate world, if you know what I mean. So let's get to Victoria Keelan and what the best story of the hour is from her perspective.
Well, I think you may agree with me on this one, Doug. Monsanto was dealt a pretty fierce blow in court, and a federal jury this week has found that Monsanto's product Roundup, which is the most widely used chemical weed killer in the world.
And ads for it all over the place, every springtime, everywhere, mm-hmm. and it's safe. I swore at the television set last night when I saw an ad for Roundup. You blanking a-holes.
Yep.
Like I'm talking like the TV can hear me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they were dealt a pretty big blow because a federal jury found that Monsanto's Roundup is a substantial factor in causing cancer in a 70-year-old man. This is actually the second case linking Roundup and cancer which has been brought to court, and there are thousands more cases awaiting trial with the same thing. The most high-profile case so far was the story of the gardener. I believe he was in California and is in stage 4 cancer. He's dying, you know, within a month or something.
And
he got a massive settlement. So that set a legal precedent right there. And now having this federal jury rule in a similar way, this is not great news. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup. It was classified in 2015 as, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. Mm. That's a very mild categorization because over in Europe, this has been labeled as definitely carcinogenic. So we're
in a bottle or a can or a jar or a jug.
The United States has been very lax, but you know, again, Monsanto, such a huge lobby in government, and you know, you just trace the money, and that's
a lot
where
of
all
farmers
is.
Think they're fabulous because the big farmers say it helps them to it's less expensive to grow the crops because they don't have to worry about the weeds. And the things that they do to genetically modify the corn or beans or whatever it is that they're growing helps them to grow more, and therefore they can make more money. I understand that side of the argument, but what are you growing? What are you selling? What are you doing to the planet? What are you doing to the people that are eating this crap?
Yeah.
And one of the other wrinkles in this, Victoria and ladies, is this focus on the Midwest where all this flooding is going on. Farmers in many areas have had a real problem. The land that they have used is now being much of it washed away. The silt in the Mississippi River or any of these rivers are going to be have to get in there with excavators and clean it out because there'll be so much of it in there. But the land that has been serviced, I put that in quotation marks, by Roundup and products like that, what it does is not only is that stuff in the land, but now it gets into the water supply.
Yeah.
And it is, it's one of those
things. And then you see
things,
fish with two heads. That's the end result.
Amongst other things. Yep. So a lot of these floodwaters are threatening millions in crop, livestock losses. A lot of animals have drowned as a result of the flooding that continues this week in the Midwest. So let's hold a good thought for the farmers and their families and the people that are working to try to find them. The thing here is they can't move. The floods come in so fast, they have no time to get the animals out of the barn and move them or off the fields and move them someplace else. So they've drowned. Cows can float to a certain extent. Horses and cows can both float. But if they're in, that's in quiet water. If they're in restless water, currented water, they have no mechanism to move themselves. So the water overcomes them and they drown. But if it's a calm lake or a calm river, then they can kind of just float down the river or across the river, but they don't have, you know, their hoofs, there's nothing there to propel them. They can't expand their fingers and toes like we can, or webbed creatures can, to move around the water. So they can't. They're there. So, anyway, now you've had your lesson in animal husbandry for today. But those bastards at Monsanto, man, they deserve every bit of bad publicity that they get. Here's something else I'm looking at the admission scandal from a different point of view. We've probably all heard, especially when it comes to the court case started here in Boston, but the main focus is on schools in California, like University of Southern California. They say they're reviewing students that have been linked to the admission scandal on a case-by-case basis. In the meantime, students who are suspect will face some barriers. The university said it's placed holds on accounts of students who may be associated with this scheme. So what does that mean to the students? I got to talk to my daughter when I see her this weekend about, she's at UCLA, and they have the same problem.
They can't get their transcripts. They can't get their transcripts, so they're frozen. They're not able to register for classes, and they're not going to go anywhere else in the fall because everything's been sort of held up. So yeah. Anybody who's so right now they're just kind of in that frozen mode while they figure out who's really guilty and who's not, I guess.
Yeah, well, there are hundreds of people in different states that are changed that are being charged with all of this stuff, and so I'm noticing that Julia Roberts has become vocal. She says it's the parents accused of paying bribes to secure these school spots for their children who don't believe in their children. What interesting message here on parenting. She says of Lori Loughlin and some of the other Felicity Huffman, to me, it's sad because I feel from the outside anyway, it says, quote, I don't have enough faith in you to the mm-hmm. children. And that's, really, that's an interesting yep. take on it that is actually yeah. pretty accurate. Think about mm-hmm. it in terms of your own family or what message is this sending to these children. So I think Julia Roberts is onto something here. Certainly food for thought. Children have to learn how to run their own race in life. And having skills and balancing what life is all about, I think that's very... I think that's very accurate, frankly. So that'll be featured. A lot of conversation in the latest podcast here at the DJV show. Conversation about this and the Boeing scandal. That thing is still, what a mess. They are not getting close to solving that problem at all. So if you want to find out the story behind the story, in sort of succinct detail, including the conversation we had on the air about the new Tesla Model Y, check out our podcast, djvshow.com, djvshow.com. COPD patients with allergies have higher risks of respiratory symptoms and are at higher risk for flare-ups. Today, being the first day of spring, is a rather perfect first full day of spring, perfect time to learn the facts here.
Coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath are all symptoms of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. 15 million Americans have been diagnosed with COPD, and it is the third most common cause of death in the United States. Smoking is one of the leading causes, but other irritants include secondhand smoke, air pollution, and workplace exposure to dust, smoke, or fumes. COPD is a disease that can worsen over time, with some patients experiencing flare-ups. These flare-ups can increase shortness of breath, uncontrollable coughing, and may lead to hospitalization or even death. COPD is not curable, but there are treatment options to help you breathe better and prevent flare-ups. For more information that could save your life, talk to your doctor and visit womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Forty-four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Jasinski is here with us. She is a James Beard Foundation Best Chef winner. Bravo, one of Bravo's Top Chef Master finalists. Has a restaurant in Denver. Written a cookbook, so she knows what's going on when it comes to cooking, the tools that you need in the kitchen. Let's see how we can help everybody out in certain areas. I don't know, Jennifer, is this about just certain types of cooking, or can we get knowledge from you, all around knowledge with regard to the proper tools to have in a modern kitchen?
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Doug. It's so nice to be with you this morning. We have so many cool new things in the kitchen, and I think, you know, professional kitchens, we do all these great things, but then a couple years later, we can bring it home to a home cook, and I love being able to teach people about all these great things to help them make great dinners at home and, you know, cook amazing things. So,
all right. I'm going to task you with something. I'm in the initial throes of actually designing a house that I'm not sure whether I'm ever going to get to build it or not, but I'm not a cooker, and I live by myself, but if I were to say to you, design with whatever the right equipment is, the right kitchen for me, where would you start?
Design the right kitchen for you, huh? Well, I guess for me, I would probably have like a combi oven, one of those ovens that does everything like steam and heat and all that stuff. But I mean, you know, nowadays there's so many cool things. Like, I mean, we were talking about the Chuck's Nose Beef, which is a virtual assistant that you could have in your kitchen, in your house, your building, and it can like tell you everything about beef and recipes, so you wouldn't even have to worry about that. And that's really cool too, you know. So lots of cool stuff out there. But I love those combination ovens because then no matter what you do at home, you have the right tool, you know.
There's a lot of technology around now. The ladies who are on with me, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, certainly probably more qualified when it comes to this sort of thing than am I. But I would like to have a technologically updated kitchen so that if I had somebody there, family, friends, whomever, they wanted to actually cook, I would have the right stuff. So I want to know about what, you know, if you're talking about Chuck Nose Beef and that brand. Tell us a little more about that and how it sort of blends into the focus of technology.
Well, you know, it is super cool. Chuck Nose Beef is a virtual beef assistant. You can have it on a smart speaker. You can have it on a smartphone. Really, you can ask it all these amazing questions. So maybe you're out at the grocery store and you're like, okay, I'm going to cook a flank steak, but I don't know what the heck to do with flank steak. So you can ask it, and it'll give you recipes, and it'll send all the ingredients to your phone so you can go out shopping for those things right there in the store. But there's also some cool piece of equipment that we can do now in your new kitchen. I know you're building. Pressure cookers are one of my favorite things. Really cool recipes that, as opposed to taking all day, you can take just short amount of time to make a really cool recipe. Because if I'm entertaining at home, I want to, like, spend time with my guests. And all this new technology really helps me, you know, have more fun, spend time with my guests, to have fun at that party. So that's what technology for me is good for, you know.
Well, I think there's a lot of stuff here going on. Is there, are we focused on just what's in the kitchen, or can we talk about what the extension these days of the kitchen is, the porch, where a lot of grilling goes on? Is there any new technology in grills that could be used as we get into springtime and cooking outside?
Well, you know, there is. There's all kinds of new grills out there, and I like, you know, it's kind of funny. Even though we go further with technology, I love the smokers out on my grill. So there's a lot of great recipes to do smoking. And I know that's kind of old school, but I feel like cooking is cyclical. And things come back in style, and they go in and out of style. So I have a grill at my house that I could use. And it has like a electric grill on one side, and then it's a smoker on the other. So I have all of it in one place. And again, that is fantastic for beef recipes too, because smoking some beautiful, you know, short ribs or anything out there could be amazing, you know.
What's it like? You've got a couple of restaurants in Denver. What's it like to be a restaurateur, given your background? Is it a real challenge? I know the restaurant business can be pretty treacherous, but you've obviously jumped in with both feet.
I love running restaurants. Denver is an awesome place. It's an awesome community. We have amazing chefs here in town, and amazing products. I mean, so we're super lucky in Denver. I have 5 restaurants, and if people come into Denver, 5 crazy restaurants. They're all different. They all have some amazing things on the menu, and so I love that I can use this Chuck Nose Beef at home, and I can get cool beef recipes, and they're even, you know, they're great for all kinds of things at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I would think
so. All kinds of beef cuts I find out about, you know, all kinds of nutritional information I try to find out about. It's
good.
Cool, cool.
All right, check all this information out. Chuck Nose Beef.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you.
by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about before, Victoria, the business about the dogs and the shelter.
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, let's talk with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, about that. What was going on at Lollapalooza? I can't put my finger on what
Lollapalooza is partnering with Paws Chicago, and so they released a video that's encouraging festival attendees to adopt dogs from the shelter and from their. They're going to reach a lot of people with it. Lollapalooza has a huge crowd in Chicago, so it's a great partnership that they. I think this is new this year for them.
Yeah. All right. So whenever there are people, must come to you all the time. For exposure on your program, The Pet Show, to promote things like this. I know you don't have guests. You just talk to callers and answer their questions about how to better raise and work with their dogs, their cats, their pets. But in this circumstance, it sounds like something you would be happy to promote, it would seem.
I would. And, yes? and let me tell you about a change we made on The Pet Show. When I do the show live on Saturdays, I now do it live with a feed not only on the radio, but I have a large 65-inch screen behind me.
Uh-huh.
It's live on Facebook. So what I do every week is I pick out a different rescue group, and I have a slideshow of all their dogs or cats that need homes, and I have it running behind me for 2 hours as I'm doing the show. so people can see the dogs for adoption. They can contact the organization that has these dogs or cats or horses or rabbits or goats, whatever I'm putting up that week. And it's been really amazing because now people listen to me, but when they watch on Facebook, they're hearing the show, but they actually see so many dogs and cats for adoption. And once you see the face, it makes that adoption a lot easier. I'm sure Victoria would agree with me. Once you see that face, hold that dog, hold that cat, it's all right. So that's something that we're doing on the pet show. And any exposure that adopts dogs and cats is good exposure.
Yeah. So the help here, and more people are getting into this for sure. More and more people understand the importance of it, doing it the right way, that sort of thing. When I tell people that I saved Daisy May from a shelter, a puppy mill, and they all say, wow, that's good. Those dogs are expensive usually. And yeah, bulldogs are expensive. But in this circumstance, they've been taking them away from the place where she was. But imagine the psychology. People forget that these are beings. They're not commodities. They're beings. They're living, vital beings. They have feelings. They have knowledge. They have love to give. So when you treat them like a machine, which is what happens in these GD puppy mills, and Daisy's a perfect example. For 2 years, she never got out of a cage. She was in a cage, couldn't walk. She was in her own filth. And so when she first came to me, she thought it was appropriate to pee and poop where she was because that's what she'd been doing for most of her life.
To realize that animals are sentient beings just like we are. They have emotions, they have feelings just like you said.
My God.
And the bottom line is, you know, years ago before the whole puppy mill thing came out, as I was a peace officer in the state of New York investigating, I went down to Pennsylvania, and there's a whole bunch of puppy mills in Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to go into it, but they're just horrible. And when you see the way these dogs and cats are kept, it just is so disgusting. I'm ashamed to be a human being sometimes when I see the way people treat animals. And one day, hopefully, and I've been taking this on for years, but one day, hopefully, there will be no more puppy mills. That's the major goal. Who needs puppy mills with millions of dogs sitting in shelters? And you know what? People say, well, I want my dog to look like so-and-so. After you have a dog for a couple hours or a week, you forget what the dog looks like because you fall in love with the inside, not
That's
the
right.
outside of the dog.
Exactly.
That's what the difference is all about.
Yep, that's for sure. So I want to branch out a little bit. The way to protect, now that we're into spring, there are most people, especially in the northern climes, that are going to be concerned, once again, about ticks and fleas. So I fought the first tick the other day on the farm. So I put, I had a collar that I bought last year, and I can't remember, you and I talked about it, it's the most popular brand, and I don't remember, it begins with an S, but it protected Daisy very well last year. She never had fleas. She never had ticks. She was fine. So at Christmas time, I took the old one off because it was only supposed to last for 8 months. Threw it away. Wasn't going to be much problem during the winter. So the other day, I bought a new one, and I put it on her. And I looked, and it was from Bayer. And it bothered me. And I thought to myself, why am I doing this? I don't support these no-good bums. They're the ones that bought Monsanto. They brought more destruction to the planet. So what do you think about the collar versus the drops and other things? People ask me this all the time, I'm sure.
I don't believe in flea collars at all.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.